This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Gates and vaccine profiteering in India. The surging COVID-19 crisis in India is impossible to ignore, even as the U.S., Britain, and even European Union countries are once again opening up after the pandemic. Ironically, India is also home to some of the world's largest manufacturers of vaccines, so how is it possible that even now, as the U.S. races to reach 70% of the population vaccinated, only 2% of India is vaccinated, and a city the size and density of Mumbai is only at 15%. The question comes up regularly in the weekly conversations with ACORN's team of organizers in India. How could it not? We were scheduled to meet in the Maldives to make a plan for the year in March, but then had to get ticket refunds when the surge overwhelmed India, potentially forcing quarantines for weeks on both sides of any visit. We got closer to an understanding this week when ACORN's director in Mumbai, Vinod Shetty, shared a paper his wife, Sandhya Sivivarsan, editor of the Indian Journal of Medical Ethics had written with a colleague, Mohan Rao, of the Nehru University in New Delhi. The essay, Why India's Vaccine Companies Are Profiteering in the Pandemic, in the Economic and Political Weekly, makes it clear that this is another horror story of neoliberalism pushed by international foundations favoring private profits over public production and caring nothing about the death count that could be millions in this country of over 1.1 billion people. Over the last 20 years, under the prodding, donations, and investments led by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, India moved away from public production of vaccines and the price controls that come with the public good to private production and private biotech research. This movement, abetted by government inaction and outright support of what the authors call philanthrocapitalism, has had the effect of creating giant Indian drug companies like Serum Institute of India and Bharat Biotech. In turn, these companies now can set the prices as they wish, regardless of ability to pay in a country like India, yielding billions from such profiteering. Even in the U.S., where healthcare is dominated by the private sector, vaccines are seen as a public good with government involvement, but the Indian government allowed this takeover. Now unwilling to learn from the disastrous bidding war for vaccines between Western countries, whether Canada, the U.S., Britain, or the European Union bloc, the government is transferring the drug purchasing to the Indian states, creating a similar bidding war, which will also multiply the profits of the private companies. International workers in public health have long been critical of the Gates operation for its single-minded focus on cures for a very small number of diseases and lack of interest in prevention or root causes. Now, with the Gates divorce, some of these critiques, especially of their philanthrocapitalism and the harm exposed now in the pandemic and long feared by experts, are becoming public. Will lessons be learned? Maybe yes, but likely no, because too many dance to the piper when money's on the table. Will there be any accountability in India or internationally for the death count they've now wrought? Maybe, but probably not, heaping more tragedy on top of an already mountainous pile. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.